Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Wow, God is so good. And I'm going to program over to Minister Sheila so that she can pray for us and pray with us. And I will let you know ahead of time that the word and things that God gave me to talk about today and to pray about is pretty deep, and it's going to be pretty heavy. And so I just want to give everybody a heads up, because some people may decide it's a little too much for them. But I had a lot of warfare dealing with this particular message, particularly on this morning. So, Minister Sheila, can you pray for us?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Thank you, Apostle-elect. Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, I just want to thank the Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, God, our Father, who's the head of our life, who our Father that has us in his hands, that can control our lives, knowing as we choose to follow him, which is a better way of life. I give honor to God for blessing us for another day, because without him, we would not be here. I just want to thank the Lord for all our shortcomings, our life, our ins and our outs, our new places, our old places, our life as of now. I want to give honor to Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Prophet Antoine Thomas, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, Minister Margot McCord, Missionary Linda Handy, Missionary Tony McCord, Dr. Serena Wright, Pastor Troy Thomas, Minister Brandon Kaiser, Minister Seabury, and to all that are on this family line, through the bloodline and through the spiritual line. I want to give honor to my sisters, my brothers, my daughters, my sons, my grandsons, my granddaughters, my nieces, nephews, cousins, to my bloodline family. Also my spiritual family, my work family, my neighbors, and just to the world that we are all brothers and sisters. We just need to realize and understand God has put us all here to work and to live and to love each other. I want to thank God and ask him to bless this government, that it might bring us up out of this economic episode we just went through, to make this year better than last year, to cure us from all this evilness, these viruses, this ugly hatred, people crimes, and to bless us through our health, our finance, family, work, or just within ourselves, just to bless us and make us right, and to bless the law enforcement. Excuse me for stumbling, but I just say, Lord, I need you to bless each and every living thing on this earth that you chose and love to give life to. And I just want to ask the Lord to bless us and to keep us safe, no matter where we work, live, or wherever we be at. But, Lord, we need your blessings, your coverings, your directions, and to lead us the way that you know is best for us. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you, and bless us all. Amen. Back to you, Apostle.
Amen. Master Sheila, can you hear me okay? I just want that. For some reason, I don't usually do that, but I felt an unctioning by God to ask that question.
Yes, I can hear you beautifully, and hopefully you heard me.
Okay. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every day I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. I need thee. Oh, Lord, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. really seemed like it's been the beginning of this year because of the mandate that God had given us for a number of things to teach on, that some of the things that were happening was causing my heart to feel overwhelmed. And sometimes it was overwhelmed with joy and thanksgiving and love and compassion. And it was for the church, it was for the children, it was for families, it was for neighbors, it was for America, and it was for God, being just so grateful for his grace and his mercy and his forgiveness. But then other times I found myself overwhelmed as I prayed. And when I would pray and God would put the burdens of the various cares that he deals with just to let me know what to pray. So it may be like, you know, you cast all your cares on God, you lay every weight aside, but the burden of an intercessor is not as much of a burden in a negative way, but it's a thing that we have to learn how to carry and how to allow the Lord to press and push us through. Because when you pray as an intercessor, that means that now you have allowed God to make you a person that prays selflessly instead of selfishly. And because of that, you'll see things happening to children and people that you know that God has to intervene on, but because of your human kindness, it can impact you in a way that it will cause you to cry tears of joy or even tears of sadness. And I thank God for that gift, because many people run from being called to be an intercessor, because knowing the cares of life that other people are dealing with, sometimes you're not dealing with them. And sometimes you dealt with them so long ago and God brought you through them until you don't really even sometimes even recall them. On this week, this past week, God allowed me to be a part of the African American Heritage, where I had to share some of the things that have happened to me dealing with racism and sexism and things of that sort and how God helped me through it. And so as I was sharing, I found myself tearing up, but God blessed me to hold them in so that the people on the panel and the people in the audience, it was hundreds and hundreds of people listening, I did not break down and cry, but I could feel myself as I talked about it, realizing that I wasn't marching with Martin Luther King. I wasn't walking with the black. I wasn't doing all of the stuff to get us where we are, the things that, you know, Rosa Parks dealt with and so many others. And so as I was dealing with those things in order to be a part of this panel, I also received a few videos from someone that her and I was a part of this particular church years ago, and we still were praying for these people. And so as I watched the videos, I began to cry. And I was crying because the person that sent them to me was broken. She was broken and so upset. And I realized, God, how upset he must be. The things that we do and that he has to forgive us for. And it was like I was crying and I could actually visualize tears from heaven falling. Not just on a rainy day that caused us to have sleet and snow, feel and see God's heart being broken. And I said to God, God, what is this all about? And so I'm going to tell you in advance, what I'll be speaking on today is dealing with the spirit of perversion. So I'm going to share a number of scriptures, and then I'm going to do what thus says the Lord. And so if you believe this might be too strong for you, it's okay. Do whatever you need to do in order to be delivered. But let us all get free. When it's put away from you a deceitful mouth and put devious speech far from you. Proverbs 6:14 says, who with perversity in his heart continually devises evil, who spreads strife? Proverbs 11:3 says, the integrity of the upright will guide them, but the crookedness of the treacherous will destroy them. Proverbs 15:4, a soothing tongue is a tree of life. Perversion in it crushes the spirit. Proverbs 17:20, he who has a crooked mind finds no good, and he who is perverse in his language falls into evil. Proverbs 19:3, the foolish man ruins his way, and his heart rages against the Lord. Psalms 101:4, a perverse heart shall depart from me, and I will know no evil. Ezekiel 9:9, then he said to me, the iniquity of the house of Israel and Judah is very, very great. And the land is filled with blood, and the city is full of perversion. For they say, the Lord has forsaken the land, and the Lord does not see. Isaiah 47:10, you felt secure in your wickedness and said, no one sees me. Your wisdom and your knowledge, they have deluded you. For you have said in your heart, I am, and there is no one besides me. More scriptures. Matthew 17:17. And Jesus answered and said, you unbelieving and perverted nation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring him here to me. Matthew 24:24. You can go back and read these scriptures and see the things that happened before and after them as well. It says, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. 1 Timothy 6, chapter, verses 3 through 5. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and to godly teaching, they are conceited and understand nothing. They have an unhealthy interest in controversy and quarrels about words that result in envy, strife, malicious talk, evil suspicions, constant friction between men of depraved minds and deprived of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. John 1, verses 1 through 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by God, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Matthew 10:16, behold, I am sending you out like sheep among wolves. Therefore be shrewd as snakes and innocent as doves. 2 Corinthians 11:3, I am afraid, however, that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may be led astray from your simple and pure devotion to Christ. Revelations 12. And the great dragon was hurled down, and the ancient serpent called the devil and Satan, the deceiver of the whole world, he was hurled to the earth, and his angel. Now, as you saw, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So that was the very first thing that the enemy came against to plant doubt and more. Genesis 3, verses 1 through 5 says, now the serpent was more subtle than beast of the field which the Lord had made. He said unto the woman, yeah, has God said, ye shall not eat of the every tree on the of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God has said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doeth know that in the day you eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. He planted doubt. See, doubting what God said and commands and what God given us in our minds and our hearts, our ability to comprehend what God has said or is saying, is a tactic that has been using for years, for centuries. Sodom and Gomorrah was a place where perversion had taken its utmost plateau with amongst the people. So believe it or not, this is what I'm saying. I don't want you to count it as rules. I'm saying when I look in America and I look all over this world, I'm seeing types of Sodoms and Gomorrahs. We can go back to slavery. Some of the things that were perverted were the people. You know, masters would do what they call breaking the bucks. They would beat them. They would rape them. They would do all type of evil abuse and devices to break them. They separate parents from their children, husbands, and wives. They separated the children from their parents. They even started off, you know, human trafficking has been going on a long time. They even made sure that in modern society, a type of slavery is separating us from the education that we so do deserve that everyone else gets. Nobody, no matter where you live at, should receive a different education or the tools that it takes to receive that education. Economic deprivation. Many of us have dealt with that, where we couldn't get the jobs in the various stores because we didn't have a certain skin color or a certain look. There's even countries where types of slavery where the little children, little 10 and 9-year-old girls, are made to marry 45, 60-year-old men. There are little children in other countries, and even in America, whether we like it or not, where little boys and girls are being subject to pedophilia and various type of things, and it's in and outside of the church walls. You know, we hear about it all the time, dealing with the priests and things of that sort, and there's people covering it up. There's children and girls that have been molested, and things have happened to them within their own families. So it's a type of slavery mentality that people think that they can do whatever they want, however they want to. Then the spirit of perversion will come against honor and respect. God say, try to make you doubt what God is saying. Try to make you doubt the leadership of your parents or the people in the church that are truly in. Yes, there are people that are hirelings and various people in the churches and the businesses and different places that are doing stuff that aren't of God, and so they're not of God. But I'm talking about the true leaders. The true leaders that have to deal with the sabotage and the jealousy and the envy and the division and the strife and the organization that they work in. Then we have people that reject the very honor and respect that God has afforded when he made Adam and Eve. He didn't make Adam and Adam. He didn't make Eve and Eve. A matter of fact, he didn't make Adam, Eve, and Steve, and he Adam, Eve, and Yvette. But see, we have people that are same-sex gender, sex gendering, practicing bestiality, doing all types of things that are examples of perversion because they lack the very respect that they should have for what we were made for, procreation and fellowship. There are even relatives that have been raped by a relative or abused or molested or whatever by a relative. There are people that are married as sisters and brothers, you know, incest and things of that sort. And we already talked about how the children, porn, pedophiles, they're being made to be prostitutes and things of that sort. But even in that, have you listened to some of the music? Cardi B, Megan Stallion, who made the song WAP, and then we have the song Hoteling, and in these songs where they're talking about sexual perversions of various, it's something that's welcomed outside of marriage, not according to the Bible. They're calling each other garden tools, and you don't know what a garden tools is, excuse me, it's a hole. Calling each other pregnant dogs. Those of you who don't know what a pregnant dog is, it's an itch with a B in front of it. They're calling each other niggers. They're promoting violence. They're promoting hate. They're promoting division. They're saying make money at any cost. What does it matter if you're damaging families? What does it matter if you're damaging and causing people to lose their soul? They just want to make money. Well, that's the thing that says, I don't care as long as I get what I want out of it. If we get what we want out of it, and now we go to a devil's hell, how many people will we be accountable for bringing with us? Why can't we say, I'm going to money and I'm going to reach back and grab someone so that they can make money that'll bring economic stability to a nation, to a neighborhood, to a family, to a people? Why is it that we can watch the various families that become millionaires and billionaires and they keep their family in it? Not that their family deserves it, but they keep their family within the wealth and the riches. I would challenge us that if God is blessing us to make the millions and the billions and the various things, that we would reach back our sisters and our brothers and our cousins and our aunts and our uncles, but we wouldn't be sitting over on the island doing well all by ourselves. Because what tends to happen is wealthy get wealthier and the poor get poorer. But let's reach back for that poor person, that person that's in that category. Because, you know, in America, we have people in categories. They're wealthy, they're middle class, they're this class, they're that class. Well, what can we do to help one another? Not just financially, but do you know a person who doesn't have their high school diploma, but you're able to do what my cousin Dora did when she came to live with us, because a lot of people don't know, but as people matriculated and came to Chicago, a lot of times they lived in our house. And some people were there to live with us, and some called and asked if they come live with us. And what I love that our cousin Dora did, she was studying to be a teacher, and she would use us as her students. She would teach us math. She would teach us the various things. My mother loved being my cousin Dora's student because my mother became better in the various things that she needed to learn. Because, see, she didn't have a high school diploma. My dad didn't either. Dora was willing to teach us as her students. We were still in school, myself and Sheila and Renee. We were still in school, but Dora would teach us. I remember helping her dissect her pig. I remember helping her dissect the variant she would bring home because, see, back then, part of your lab that you bring it home, you could finish your product or your homework at home. And so she would let me help her dissect. And that was just so intriguing for me that I helped her dissect her various pigs and pheasants or whatever she was dealing with. And I thank God for that because she was reaching back. And she was pulling me with her, and I appreciate that. She didn't have to let me, she knew I loved things like that, and she didn't have to let me do that. My parents, when we were bad or doing something wrong, we were saying something out of place, they made us write words hundreds of times and the definition that went with it, and we had to write it in a sentence. And so when they use that method of punishment and correction, it actually helped us do better. See, we didn't always get whoopings. I'm not saying we didn't, but I'm saying some of the methodologies that our parents used to make us better students is why we know what we know on today. Many of us reject, didn't want to do that, but I didn't mind. I was like, oh, so I got to write this word 100 times, then I got to write the definition of the word 100 times, and then I got to write it in a sentence 100 times, and then I got to present it to my mother and my dad. Oh, okay, I'll do it. I didn't like it, but I would rather do that than get a whooping. So then my correction was not only something my mother used to correct me, but she also used it to educate me. And so then this various perversions that we were dealing with, whether it was walking home, fighting, or whether it was me and my sisters fighting one another, or whatever it was, our parents knew, okay, that's a type of perversion that's promoting division in the family. What can I do to promote unity? Well, another thing they did was if Renee went somewhere or if I went somewhere, we had to go with each other. A matter of fact, after a while, Renee and I had to take Pinky with us. Wherever we went, Pinky went with us. And so as my mother was doing the various things to promote unity, the community was doing various things to try to promote division, whether it was drug addictions, alcoholism, various sexual perversions of various types, gang membership, just whatever. That was unity in their organization that was negative, but my parents were doing things to make us united as a family. And so as I, for the various perversions and bondages that are in this world, that are on our jobs, in our households, or trying to get in our households, or that thing that wants you to drop out of school, or that thing that wants you to make a difference in your children, or make a difference in your family members, or treat certain relatives better than you treat other relatives. Know that that's a tactic of the enemy. It's perversion. It's a perversion that says, let's be divided. If you have a problem with something or someone, go to them. If you're jealous or you're envious of someone, go to God and say, God, I see it, I've seen it, and I refuse to accept it. It's got to go. I don't care if they did to you and you forgave them. That's Christ-like. Don't hold on to it because you don't want to get before God and he says to depart. Because remember, you can't go to God asking him forgiveness and you give it. So as the perversion tries to come at us in various methodologies to make us walk in a slave mentality, to make us dishonor and disrespectful, to make us want to even write or sing or listen to music that promotes violence and division. Let's ask God to take that appetite away from us. Let's ask God to make us want to take our wealth and flag it over someone's head, but instead to take that wealth and that education and reach back and help somebody else. Remember, as we get more educated, now we need to go into the communities where they lack the education due to the various economic strategies of politicians. Believe it or not, if you look back on history, America, we're known for keeping people down because of their skin color or their sex. Let's become an America, a small smidgen of America that is known for reaching back and mentoring someone else, reaching back and being a preceptor for someone else, reaching back and having your own prodigy that we're supposed to be Christ-like. So as we are Christ-like, they become Christ-like. Let's decide that we're going to start with a little bitty section that we have influence of and build it and build it and build it. And let's decide we're going to do it before Jesus comes. Let's decide that we're going to do it before God cracks the sky open. Let's decide that we want to leave a legacy of reaching back and pulling people out of the muck and mire just like Jesus did, because we're to be Christ-like. We're not to be their God, because we're going to point them to God, but we're to let them see the agape love of God. And we glorify you and we magnify you. We ask you, Father God, that you would tear down and destroy every spirit of bondage, everything that would cause us to walk in self-condemnation, forgiveness, various emotional disorders, various things that will bound us instead of let us go. Let us cause these emotional minds and mind problems that the enemy has allowed to just destroy the young people in our family, that will cause them to disrespect and dishonor their elders and another God, that it will be replaced with the mind of Christ, that it will be replaced with peace and love, that it will be replaced with agape love, grace and mercy, the same grace and mercy that we've asked you for, oh God. God, if someone's jealous of somebody, envious of someone or something, cause them, God, to replace it with love. They don't need to be covetous. Replace it with unity, God. God, replace it with your love, your wholehearted love. God, for those that don't know how to celebrate one another, but we're promoting strife or division and gossiping, God, clothe us with your humility. Cause us to dwell together in you. Us to fellowship with one another in love. God, every spirit of pride and perversion that will cause us to be selfish instead of selfless, that will cause us not to want to apologize or to submit to you, God, give us a wholehearted desire to serve you and to serve one another. God, for every man, woman, or child, like the 37 they arrested last week that were promoting human trafficking and homosexuality and molestation and pornography and all of that, God, replace that desire. Convict them, God. Cause them to feel an unctioning that says, I can't do this no more. I cannot take the people that God created and use them to make money or to make a profit when I am actually stealing their souls from them, giving away my own soul. God, don't allow us to sell our souls. Don't allow us to cash in our souls. Don't allow us to give away our souls so easily for a dollar. God, cause us not to money, but God, to pick you, God. Cause us to want to serve you more than we want to serve our flesh. Every antichrist spirit, every doctrine that will cause us to speak evil against God, that will cause us to speak evil against Jesus, that will cause us to speak evil against one another. God, cause us to know that we are those that you seek. For the Father seeketh to worship him. And for they that worship him, God, we must worship you in spirit and God, don't cause us to be people that are deaf, acting like we don't hear you and we don't understand you, because the enemy of our soul is trying to make us doubt what you said, to doubt what you commanded us to do. Don't cause us, God, allow him to cause us to be that deaf and dumb person that acting like they don't understand. Not only can they not hear, but they can't comprehend. But God, calls us to walk in a spirit of comprehension that gives us the mind of Christ. God, those things that is false evidence that appears real, that's causing us to fear or be in a familiar spirit or be an imitator. Oh, God, if we're not an imitator of Christ, cast it out and break it down, annihilate it, and destroy it. God, we want to be imitators of Christ. We walk around in this terrorist spirit, because some of us are terrorists in the spirit realm. Cause us to build one another up. Cause us to know that we knowledge. We can have the worship of God as part of our knowledge. God, cause us to know that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us, thou shalt condemn, for this is the heritage of your people. God, we want to walk in the heritage of God. Don't allow us to make idols of one another. Don't allow us to walk in the infirmities of life that is brings sickness and sin and wickedness. But loose your power, Jehovah Rapha. Loose your love, Jehovah Cause us to know that by Jesus' stripes, we're already healed. Cause us to know that there's power in the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the blood of Jesus. We thank you that we are to prosper and that our health will prosper and that our souls will prosper. God, cause us not to give away our souls, God, for the very pleasures of life. Oh, God, that heaviness, that sadness, that depression, that anxiety, that stress, that inability to cope, that inability to lay aside every weight that so easily beset us, that inability to do what you said to do. Call, God. We are making a clarion call to the women of Zion. We're making a clarion call to the women that wail and lament. Oh, my God, we're making a clarion call to the people that will intercede. We're making a clarion call to the people that remind us of there. Is there no bomb in Gilead? Is there no physician there? God, cause us to go to you, God, and ask you that if your people that are called by your name will humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, that you will hear from heaven and that you will heal the land in our minds, the land in our hearts, the land from head to toe, from the inside out. God, cause us not to be those people that think because we have this or that, that we are this or that. Anything that we have, God, you blessed us to have it. Cause us to use those things, God, to help one another. God, cause us to use those things, God, to help mankind come up with things as Jehovah Rapha to be healed. Healed from aneurysms and dementia and Alzheimer's disease in the central nervous system, blood clots, blockage, all types of disorders in the circulatory system and cardiovascular system, HIV, AIDS, this thing in the pandemic, this corona thing, anything that's affecting our immune system, diabetes, things that are affecting our pancreatic system. God, heal our digestive system, ulcers, lesions, whatever it is, electrolyte imbalances, refluxes, whatever it is, God, heal us. Things going on in our reproductive systems, whether it's infertilities or various ovarian and prostate cancer, dialysis, fibroids, tumors, cysts, problems with unborn fetuses, that child, that fetus that has those deformities, God, to be whole. Reverse it, God. Reverse it. Annihilate it. Those things going on with our muscular skeletal system, whether it's inflammation, infections, pain, stiffness, atrophy, contractures, tremors, twitches, whatever it is, God, heal, deliver, and set free. Those things going on with our respiratory systems, whether it's COPD, asthma, bronchitis, whether we're having problems, difficulty breathing, oxygen and CO2 exchange, heal, God, in the name of Jesus. Skin, allergies, and burns, heal in the name of Jesus, God. Whatever, whatever, wherever it is, God, heal, heal, heal. I hear an echo in the land. Heal in the name of Jesus. Heal the mind of the victims of paranoia, of seduction, of addictions, of molestation, of kidnapping, verbal and physical abuse. Heal, 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 God. That person that was dealing with domestic violence, incest, discrimination, self-mutilation, self-condemnation, schizophrenia, chemical imbalances, poverty, bankruptcy, homelessness, unemployment. Heal, heal, heal. In the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered the violent, and the violent take it by force. Heal in the name of God. Heal us. Heal us as a nation. Heal us as a people. Heal, God, and cause every time the enemy of our soul tries to pervert what you told us, pervert what you said, that we'll plead the blood of Jesus and we'll say, loose us and let us go. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you that it is so, and so it is. Amen and amen. Mr. Sheila, I turn the program back over to you. Minister Sheila, it looks like her phone dropped, so I don't know if Minister Sheila is available, but if she's not, then I will go on with the program or anyone else. Okay, I think I see Minister Sheila calling back in. So, Minister Sheila.
Thank you. Sorry about that. I'm at work fumbling with the phone. I just want to say thank you, Apostle Elect, for those words and encouragement and testimonies, the scriptures, and the reading. I said I want to thank you. I just want to say the lines are open to anyone that have a statement, a remark, or a testimony. The lines are open.
Hello, this is Sylvia. I enjoyed the program so long today. I can't stay on the phone long at work. I just want to say, man, and thank you for the boldness, Apostle, for exposing and speaking of those things. Amen.
Thank you, Minister Sylvia Carter-Wright. Is there anyone else? The lines are open. Okay, I want to thank the Lord for this day, for all that he has given us, and to bless us through the life that he has chosen for us, and to lead us in the right way, and to let us know without him, we will not be here another day. I just want to say thank you, thank you, and thank you. And I want to ask if you all can listen to us each and every Sunday morning at 9:30 Central Standard Time. 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, let's talk with Apostle Elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Brandon Kaiser. And on Monday nights, which is Blog Talk and also Facebook with Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright with Iron Sharp and Iron at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I believe tomorrow night's speaker should be, could you help me please? I left all my notes. either Minister Sibby Kaiser Wright or Prophet Antoine Thomas. And on Friday nights, which is Let's Talk with Minister Sibby Kaiser Wright, at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, for Let's Talk with Prophet Antoine Thomas and Minister Sibby Kaiser Wright, and to bless us all and to remember our foundational scriptures, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things shall be added unto you. I just want to thank you all for listening and forgive me and excuse me for any mistakes I have made this morning. I just want us all to have a safe, blessed day. And any corrections need to be made, I appreciate it. Other than that, have a blessed day. And may God bless us all. Bye.
Minister Sheila, all of your information is in your phone. I sent it to you in a message.
Thank you for that, Minister Sylvia Kaiser Wright, but right now I'm at work too, so I'm kind of working and trying to hold a service, so I did not have time to look it up. But if you can correct me, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, this is Cecilia. Is there anything else would like to share? I thank God for everyone, and let's work on our announcements, and let's do everything we do for God in excellence. Minister Margo, I saw that your phone was having issues. I didn't know if you had anything you wanted to add to the service on today or if you're good with what has been shared thus far.
Well, I just wanted to say praise God and thank God for another Sunday. And we need to realize how blessed we are just to see another Sunday. And I thank God for your message today and the fact that we need to be careful because perversion sneaks in into our lives, and we have to be on guard and prayed up and watching and making sure that we are seeking God in everything that we do, each morning, every day, and all day long. Like the old saints used to say, every morning, every noon, every evening, looking to God, asking him to lead us, to guide us, to perfect us in his love. And I thank God for you, for this ministry, and for us to just remember that God is there for us. Let's not forget that. And let's not lean to our own understanding. In Jesus' name, pray for me, please, as I keep you in my prayers. God bless.
Amen. Minister Sheila, are you going to close us out in prayer? Or did you already pray your prayer and I missed it?
Okay, I can pray again. Father, give honor to you to have blessed us to see another day. And Lord, excuse me for all my mishaps and mistakes and not knowledge, just trying to do too much and need to check before. But Lord, I thank you for this world and to make us right and to bless us and keep us safe and to take us through each and every day that you have for us. But Lord, I thank you and I thank you and I thank you and keep us safe and lead us in the ways with your directions that we know is the right way. Forever and ever, I pray, Lord. Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Amen.